Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. Welcome back, 7th of the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm very excited about our new friend, Matt Hoosier, joining us. He's with Kipler Editors, and we're gonna see if we can keep up with him. He's got a lot. He's up there. He's a busy beaver up there in Washington, D.C., inside the Beltway, doing a lot of reporting. Matt, I've enjoyed having you here. Will you come back and keep us posted on how things are going?
I'd be happy to if you're willing to have me back.
We're gonna need to put a GPS chip in your skull so we can track you and everything. Otherwise, you know, no high maintenance or anything. How about that? Is that okay?
Sounds a little bit too big brother.
Is that okay, too much? Okay. We'll back off a little bit. All right. So, okay, Matt. Can we both agree that in the first 100 days, which we still 60 days left, right? Maybe more than 60. There's 70 days. There's 70 days left. But is anybody talking to on the show right now believe that they're going to get either health care or tax reform done in the first 100 days? Anybody believe that?
I certainly don't. But it is possible. Trump has proven capable of surprising us. So one might see.
Well, you know, I remember for years people said to the Republicans, okay, folks, you want to get rid of Obamacare, you better have something to replace it. And they don't really have, it's not in a box with a bow around it, is it?
No, I think, again, I mean, I think there is really a strong parallel with what Democrats went through in the early 90s trying to do health care reform, where you had different factions of the party with different plans that no one could really come to a consensus around. And I think unless there is, you do see some coalescing around one plan, you know, over the next month, I think it'll be very, very difficult for them to get a repeal and replace done in that first 100 days.
What do you think he will get done in the first 100 days? I do believe he's going to get this immigration thing fixed. He'll get that fixed, and he'll take it. He'll find his own courts to support him, and he'll get that done. He'll get his cabinets done. He'll get a Supreme Court justice done. Those, at a minimum, I think that's what he's going to get done. What do you think?
I think that's pretty good. I think he'll also roll back a few additional regulations. Farmers, for example, were big supporters of Trump, and he's talked about rolling back the Waters of the United States rule, which has a lot of them very consternated. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there'll be renegotiations of NAFTA that will happen in the first 100 days.
Oh, really? You think NAFTA will get renegotiated in the first 100 days?
I don't know if they're going to be, the negotiations are going to be completed, but
they'll get started.
They'll probably get started.
Will the wall be started in the first 100 days?
I haven't done enough reporting on that to say for certain. However, my best guess is, you know, Trump did have an executive order on the wall recently, and I think he might have done that to buy him some time, so he doesn't have to actually, you know, put kettle to the metal on that right away and get that done in the first 100 days.
Well, I said my prediction, number 28th of my predictions this year, was by the end of 2017, very little, if any, of the Mexican wall will have begun.
I think that's exactly right, yes.
Yeah. And so no tax reform in the first 100 days. Let me say this. To be fair, they won't be done with it, but do you think they'll have significant progress? Will we have... We have something we can discuss. Right now, there's just a whole hodgepodge of different things on health care and tax reform that there's, it's like a, you know, it's like a big cornucopia of ideas. Will we have any coalescing at all on those two issues by the end of the first 100 days, you think?
I think with tax reform, I would say yes. There's still ongoing talks between, you know, House, Senate, and White House.
Right.
GOP leadership in the House, Senate, and White House over tax reform. And I think, you know, the tax reform has sort of been Paul Ryan's Paul Ryan's baby.
Right.
It's a really important issue for him. The House GOP had a big tax plan last year that I think is really serving as sort of the basic template for what the Republicans are to do going forward. I think the question will just be getting everybody, all the other GOP senators on board, and a few Democrats as well.
I think it's going to be a big mess for another 30 to 45 days. I don't think they're looking at the 100th day, but I think by the end of the third month, there'll be something that we can kind of look at and discuss. I think that's what will happen in both cases. What do you think? Quickly.
We'll have to check back in. Yeah.
Will you do that? Will you come back and keep reporting on us with us?
Excellent. I'd love to.
Okay, get ready. We need to schedule you for that implant, okay?
Okay.
Matt Hoosier, ladies and gentlemen, with Kiplinger Editors. You'll be back another day. Thanks, Matt. Good job today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.